Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week we meet Sam Blair from Frisco, Texas. He's a first-year bassoonist with New World who did his college work at SMU and his master's at Yale. Sam clearly recalls that fateful day in sixth grade when summer band started up and it was Sam's turn to pick his instrument.
I wanted to play the French horn. I couldn't make it work. I could not buzz to save my life. The band director just started giving me other instruments, and I tried the clarinet, and I couldn't make a sound. I tried the flute, and couldn't make a sound. Gave me an oboe reed, couldn't do it. And I was getting really upset because I wanted to do this, and she had this sort of eureka moment and went back into an office and came out with a bassoon reed. I just blew into it, and it made a little buzz, and she was so excited. She's like, "You'll play the bassoon!" And I was, "The what?" She gave me this case, and it's huge. And you know, I was a tiny little sixth grader. When you put the instrument together, it was just about as tall as I was. I remember leaving with my mom and just crying and crying and just so sad that I had gotten stuck with this loser instrument that wasn't even on the floor for other kids to try. Later on, I found out that that instrument's just for the special, you know, really talented guys that want to play a silly instrument and make reeds all the time.
Sam remembers the time, the place, and the very piece of music that led him to decide maybe professional music making was for him.
Senior year of high school, I made the All-State Orchestra. I'm from Texas, so the Texas All-State Orchestra, and we were playing Shostakovich 7, the first movement. That was the first time where I was like, yeah, I could do this. I didn't even realize it was a career choice.
From memories of high school, Sam has a very unique and especially enduring memory of an encounter he had with Michael Tilson Thomas.
I think my favorite experience so far was playing the Brahms concert with MTT and Emmanuel X. I remember playing the contra on the Schoenberg arrangement of the Brahms piano quartet. It's a beast of a contrapart, and at the end of one of the rehearsals, MTT was casually sitting on a piano bench, just kind of watching people go by, and he stopped me and he's like, "You're really nailing that contrapart." And I never thought a compliment about my contraplaying would ever touch me so deeply. It was a really great moment. That's probably my favorite moment so far.
One of the most nerve-wracking things first-year fellows go through is their audition for music director Michael Tilson Thomas. He listens to assess their strengths. As a first-year fellow, Sam took a little bit of a different approach.
I was actually very relaxed and was looking forward to it being less of an audition and more of a little masterclass. You know, I played and I really wanted him to tell me how to make it better or what he was looking for as a conductor. And he will do just about anything on the podium to get us to do what he wants, and it's very effective. I was playing Bolero, and he told me to really just sleaze it up and go for it.
Sam's really learned a lot from Michael Tilson Thomas, and he's looking forward to later this season when he reunites with a conductor he's worked with before when he was in grad school.
The very last one with Peter Unjan, I think it's our last concert in May, we're doing Scheherazade and the Beethoven Fifth Piano Concerto, The Emperor. I love that piece so much, and he's a great conductor. I worked with him at Yale. He would come guest conduct a concert each year. He would always just say the best things. One in particular, I was playing second bassoon in something, and he stops the orchestra, everything comes to a halt, and he looks at me, and he's like, "The second bassoon is not appreciated enough. I think that if you want a great orchestra, you need a great second bassoonist. Everything hangs on him." And I was like, "Oh, that's really cool." And then he's like, "But you're playing sharp." So I'm glad I got that insight and also the little burn at the same time. It's nice.
Sam was chosen to play in a wind quintet to test the acoustics of the new hall.
It's great. It was so much fun to play. We did a big run with the whole orchestra playing stuff, and it was fantastic. But then with the quintet, we played first movement of the Nielsen. It was great to have a hall work for you. A really good hall will make your sound so much better and really put it out there. And this new hall definitely does that.
First-year bassoonist Sam Blair from Frisco, Texas. I'm Lynn Warfel, and I hope you'll join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.